There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Scott Steen, Steenroller, one of the lead cappers at Winners and Winers, is in God mode right now. You get his best bet for just $10. VSiN SR80 at checkout. Pick will be released at 9 Pacific, noon Eastern. He's on a 14-2-1 run. That's called God mode. The 17 best bets. And normally $49.99, but if you use the code VSENSR90 at checkout, you get it for $10, and they have the win guarantee. No one should have to pay for losing picks. Here he comes, Jeff Seeley at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter, at Cutmaker Pod as well. CutmakerPod.com for all the latest plays. Join Telegram to get the round-by-round plays and matchup as well in the live betting. He'll try to give away, you can win $1,000 too. We'll tell you how coming up, and he joins us to go over this and a lot to go over as well. How you doing, sir?
Amazing, fellas. Me, fun week. The final major is here, and they stuck it to Phil this week.
Oh, boy, did they ever. He's going at 11:30 Pacific. He's teeing off tonight as well to stick it to him. Let me start with your guy. You made a ton of money off this guy, but it's been a rough run lately, and he'll probably get heckled. Koepka has finished top 10 in this tournament four of the last five. You can find him plus 280 to finish top 20. Thoughts on Koepka?
I obviously know he loves Koepka more than I do. His form just isn't there right now, right? I mean, the whole live thing has gone down. Apparently, he went over and has been practicing, you know, at St. Andrews here a little bit. But again, a lot of guys have. Pete Koepka, I think is as good or better than anybody in the world. But he's not Pete Koepka right now. This is probably the first time that I can remember in a major, I'm not betting on Koepka.
Well, okay, let me ask you this then. What would you need? Like, what number would, if it popped across your screen today, you're like, oh my God, I have to bet him at that price. What would it be?
You mean to win or for top 20?
Yeah, to win, yeah, outrights.
Oh, 80?
Wow. Yeah, he's right. It's been bad form.
Imagine saying that 3 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, we're going to talk about some bombs later, and the two of those guys are the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, good. Okay. Tell us about the course, please.
Yeah, guys, so we're playing the old course at St. Andrews, built in 1895. There's obviously probably maybe the most iconic course in golf, but really it's come down to the point now where it's just effectively a wedge fest. The only real defense this course has is the wind, and so It was interesting. I was talking with a friend of mine, Matthias Kronberg, last night. Matthias has played St. Andrews over 100 times, including in the 1995 Open Championship here. And then Matthias actually played Tiger Woods in a head-to-head match here, Sweden versus U.S., in 1998. He lost by 7 shots. But I asked him the first thing that came to mind when he thinks of St. Andrews, and without hesitation, he said putting. He said that the greens are not like any sort of traditional PGA greens where you hit a line and they run true. There's all kinds of different mixtures of grass in these greens. They're going to be bumpy and slow, and they can be super frustrating if you don't have experience putting on them. He talked about how, you know, you got a 10-footer in the PGA, you line it up, it goes, you can make it. He said there's a lot of 10-footers that are just bumpy and offline, and you're going to miss them. So I really think course history is going to be a factor here, and certainly having success in Europe.
Okay. How about stud of the week here? You and Mitch are on the same page, but take it away.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying this, but my favorite play under 20-1 is Jordan Spieth. He's 18-1. I found him at MGM. Checks a ton of boxes, plays well in the Open Championship, finished second place in 4 of his last Opens. His wedges have been good the last 36 rounds, and he scrambles as well as anyone. So I don't have to tell you what Jordan can do if his putter gets going, plays well overseas. I like Jordan Spieth a lot. He's probably my favorite guy under 20-1.
Okay, I don't have him in the outrights yet, but I did add him yesterday at plus 380 to finish top 10.
That is something. What a price.
So I thought that was by far the best number anywhere.
No, there's no question. I loved it. And did you say he's still plus 280 or something there at Circa?
Plus 280 right here where we're sitting, yeah.
That's still a good price.
Yeah, he's at $2, I think, at other spots. Mm-hmm. So, okay, let's go mid-tier then. Let's go down a little bit below that from Jordan Spieth. Who do you like?
Yeah, guys, probably my favorite play this week is Cam Smith, 25-1. We know he can go crazy low. We've seen him go crazy low at times. But when there's tough conditions like there were at the Players, he can perform there as well. So my only criticism of Cam would be that he hasn't played great in the Open in years past. But that said, his form this year speaks for itself. He's played in 18 tournaments the past 11 months. He has 2 wins, 3 more top fives, 2 more top tens, and 4 more top 20s. So he's finished top 20 or better in 11 of his last 20 tournaments and top 5 in 5 of them. So Cam Smith is a guy I really like this week. I'm cheering for the mullet. My favorite of the Live Tour guys, which is always going to be a topic of conversation, is easily Louis Oosthuizen. No shock. He's 45-1. While Koepka's played well in the Open, you mentioned, Oosthuizen's course history just speaks for itself. He won here in 2010, lost in a playoff here in 2015. So he finished 8th in the European BMW in late June, took 10th in the first Live event, and 5th in the most recent one. So his form's decent. If you give me someone with solid form and elite course history at a course where experience is going to be critical, at 45-1, I like Louis Oosthuizen. And then my third mid-tier guy is Tony Finau. Not known for his elite putting, but he's a very good lag putter, and his scrambling's been really good lately. His approach game's been elite in 4 of his last 5 tournaments that I mentioned. It's likely going to be a wedge fest, so that's important. And Tony's history at the Open, 15th, 3rd, 9th, 27th, and 18th. Not bad at all. He got the monkey off his back, winning at Northern Trust last August, has 3 top 5s in his last 7 events coming in. Form is really good. 50-1 is an amazing price of Tony Finau to track that I think will suit him pretty well.
Okay, for all the money, Paulie and Mitch, Visa and the Esports Betting Network. Jeff Seeley, our guest at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter and the Cutmaker Podcast, CutmakerPod.com. Let's get to the bombs. Take it away.
Yeah, Patrick Reed is 100-1. We were talking about Koepka 2 years ago. Can you imagine a world where 2 years ago we'd be sitting here and Patrick Reed and Webb Simpson would be 100-1 and 130-1? Mm. I mean, it's insane. I mean, Reed's finished. I mean, he has Open finishes of 10th, 28th, 12th, and 20th. He has a top 10 finish already this year on tour. In 2021, just last year, he had a win on tour and 5 more top 10. This is a guy who's a major champion, guys. And for whatever reason, there are a lot of guys who've had success at Augusta that have translated to St. Andrews. So I think that's been really interesting. And one thing I noted when looking at matchups, you know, if I were to say Billy Horschel is 100-1, which interestingly he is, Billy Horschel's been on a great run, the PGA Tour. Reed's favorite over Billy Horschel. I mean, Patrick Reed has finished 3rd at a most recent Live event. His form's somewhat decent. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what I really like a lot is Reed is plus 110 to finish top 40. Positive, you know, you're getting positive money on Patrick Reed, top 40. I love that. I think he's worth a look in top 20 markets. And then Webb's the guy, you know, Wedge Fest, Webb Simpson. I mean, I love it. He's plus 350, top 20, plus 130, top 40. You know, Webb can putt. Yes, this form has been up and down, but he finished 35th at the Masters this year, just finished 20th at the PGA Championship. And his last three Opens, he finished 19th, 30th, and 12th, but he hasn't missed a cut in the Open since 2014. So Webb Simpson, 130-1, Reed, 100-1. But I like those guys a lot in those top 40, top 20 markets.
Now, what are you doing with Ernie Els? Take this, tell people what you heard about Ernie Els.
So Matias, so I did our Cutmaker pod last night, which will be posted here later this afternoon. And Matias was saying that he doesn't think there's anybody on earth who's played St. Andrews more times than Ernie Els. And he absolutely loved Ernie Els to make the cut. Obviously Ernie Els is a legend, been playing well in the Champions Tour, but again, that's the Champions Tour. But again, this is the course history matters. And if you make the cut, your odds of a top 40 finish aren't bad at all. And Ernie Els is 3-1 to finish top 40. I mean, if that's, let's assume that's true. And Ernie Els has played the St. Andrews as much or more than anyone, a guy who's, you know, what is he, a top 10 golfer of all time? I'm interested in Ernie Els at 3-1 top 40.
Well, don't forget the year that Tom Watson put it together here and nearly won the damn thing. What was that?
Should have.
Probably 10, 12 years ago or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's not like, we're talking about some scrub here, right? I mean, this is Ernie Els. And top 40, that's not crazy. You see this stuff all the time with some of these older guys. Look at Bernard Langer. I remember when Bernard Langer a few years ago beat Bryson DeChambeau in a matchup at Augusta. I mean, anything can happen.
Yeah. Give us your favorite matchup.
We got to go on the Sage Phil train, right? I mean, and we all know Tiger loves this course. The narrative, everybody's been talking about it. Was it McNavis beat Tiger's final tournament, et cetera. But, I mean, I laid $2 on Tiger over Phil, and I'm happy to do it. Phil is just dust. He's complete dust right now. Well, we haven't seen much Tiger lately, obviously. I'm sure he's been over there playing plenty. Tiger certainly knows the course well. Not that Phil doesn't, but Phil is just dust. I'm in on Tiger in this matchup.
Okay. Did you bet Tiger to make the cut?
Oh, yeah. I did bet him to make the cut. I think he will make the cut.
Okay. Yeah, because that flipped a good, 40 cents here, I think? Yeah. They were offering in Las Vegas, I think, plus 120 as of last week, and then it got as high as, I think, minus 135. So, yeah, big flip there, and I think it came back to the pack a little bit. But, hey, listen, hang out for one more segment if you can, because we have a lot more to go over. We want to get your top nationality plays for the tournament. I also want to, this is an unbelievable history here of the hole-in-one at St. Andrews. We will run this down for Indy Jeff coming up next and give you the price on that. Because, Paulie, you love betting every single, major.
Yeah.
I got involved last time. It was a loser. I might have to get involved again this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we asked you about Tiger. Well, I want to tie that into who he's playing with starting today or tonight in round one, because I bet Max Homa last week at 100-1 to win this thing, and now I'm a little afraid. And I'll tell you the reason why. I think there might be something to this. Maybe the intimidation factor, maybe a little bit scared. I will explain that, and if there's anything to that whatsoever, I'll throw that at Indy Jeff. Maybe he'll say I'm an idiot for thinking so. But that's all coming up here in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. Visit VSEN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000. Double shot with Jeff Seeley at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter, CutmakerPod.com. Time for the props, and take it away. Talk about Top American. What do you recommend?
Top American, guys. We just talked about him. And Jordan Spieth, 8-1. I like him, Top American. Top Canadian, I go to this well every time, but it's really just a head-to-head with Mackenzie Hughes this week. So I like Corey Connors, -180. Top Scott, there's not a lot of Scots this weekend. I was doing a pod with Nigel Seeley, and we noted that very thing. McIntyre, -200, top Scott, feels honestly almost too short. Spaniard, this is really a head-to-head, Rahm against Sergio. Sergio does have good course history here, but, I mean, they're not even close right now. So I took Rahm. And then top South American, I do like Neiman at this course, so I played Neiman +180.
Okay, so I want to ask you about Rahm for a second here, because he's getting close to, I mean, he's fading into like 20-1 range. And if a 20-1 pops, would that catch your eye and say, look, I can't turn down 20-1 with Rahm? Or what number would you need with him?
Yeah, no, I think that's it. I think 20 is probably the number, right? You get to, if it continues to drift, you get John Rahm at 20-1. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's so fickle golf, right? I mean, you think about, we were talking maybe a couple months ago how Xander Schauffele, was he ever going to win a tournament? Now people are on Xander Schauffele and forgetting about Scottie Scheffler. It's just, it's amazing how this game rotates through. You know who nobody's talked about this week, who is there in every single major at the end? Will Zalatoris.
Yeah, I know.
Like, yep.
Talk about him.
Great. What would you need for him? Because I'm seeing him get to 33-1 right now.
I mean, honestly, yeah. I mean, I think 40 is probably, I mean, Finau's 50, right? I got Finau at 50. If Zalatoris gets to 50, I'm in on that.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody has talked about him.
What are you hearing about the weather?
So what I've heard so far is it's going to be pretty calm the first 2 days, and then the wind could pick up some on the weekend. Obviously, you know, that's highly variable as weather can be. But the problem is, like, when I was talking to Matthias about this last night, he was mentioning how he said when you typically play St. Andrews, if there's no weather, if you're not at least 4 under, you feel like you've lost. So I think that'll be an interesting fact. Guys are going to go out and go low. And if you don't score when the scoring is there, when the wind is down, you are going to be setting yourself up for failure. So certainly in DFS, I'm going to be looking at some wave plays, playing a lot of early guys or a lot of late guys in case weather becomes a factor, just like it did the players.
Okay, Jeff, it was June 3rd, 2013. Max Homa tweeted at Tiger Woods, just won Pac-12's NCAA championship and qualified for the U.S. Open. Any chance I can get a practice round with you, #hero? Well, then we found out that Max is going to be teamed up with not only Tiger, but Matthew Fitzpatrick.
in their opening round, or opening weekend anyway, and he tweeted out yesterday, "I'm playing with Tiger at the 150th Open Championship of St. Andrews. Hey, golf gods, we're even. Can't believe this is real. And yeah, it's corny, but who cares? I'm playing with the freaking GOAT. I bet him at 100-1, and you know how players have been intimidated, you know, playing with Tiger over the years. Should I be concerned about Max now?"
Well, I mean, at 100-1, no, right? That's for sure. But it, and do I think it'll have an impact? I do. I'm certainly at least early on. I mean, it's golf, and there's nothing harder than putting the peg in the ground on the first tee when there's a lot of nerves, and obviously it'll work its way through it. But certainly on the first tee, I think it'll be interesting. But no, I mean, look, Max Holm is a pro at this point, and I just reran a model we were talking about. And looking at the last 36 rounds and the top five guys, Justin Thomas, Shane Lowry, Xander Schauffele, Cameron Smith, and Max Homa. So Max Homa certainly, I think, is going to grade out well here. You got obviously a really good price on him. And I think it'll be interesting early, maybe the first hole or two. I don't think it's going to last 18 holes. I think he'll, and certainly if anything else, maybe it helps him focus more.
Yeah, the nerves will calm down a little bit. How about this now? Again, Paulie likes to bet this like every single tournament. I've been betting it a little bit recently as well, including the U.S. Open. It was a loser. But on Twitter, Justin Ray Golf is a really good follow, and he was asked, "Can you confirm that only three hole-in-ones have taken place during the Open at St. Andrews since 1984? And Justin responded, "That is correct. Crenshaw in 1984, Tim Simpson in 1990, and Daniel Brooks in 2015, I did see the no open up like around minus 135, but I think it ballooned to like minus 150 almost everywhere. Any thoughts on betting the hole-in-one this week?
I mean, I at that price, I don't mind it, honestly. Even 150, so you're saying that there's a 60% chance there's not a hole-in-one? Mm-hmm. I'm in on that. You're right. I mean, I don't bet that prop very often, but that's a price like you get behind.
Paulie, you going to bet?
Got to do that, yes.
Yeah,
take
okay.
That, yes. So how about this new app that you're involved with and you want to give away a free roll here if someone can win $1,000? Take it away.
Yeah, guys, so check out, there's a new app called Tour Trader Pro. So Tour Trader Pro is an app that really integrates the fun of betting on golf with the ability to go long or short, just like the stock market. So prices are based on their original odds pre-tournament, but then you can trade players hole by hole throughout the course of the tournament. So, for example, I mentioned Ernie Els. If he's going to finish inside the top 20, you can go long on him. He's currently trading at 89 cents in our app, and you could likely win 20x your initial investment if Ernie Els gets top 20. If you think Phil's going to blow up like I do, you can short Phil. That's the beauty. You can short guys in the market. It's like if you want to bet in the market, it's really difficult to short guys, and it's really hard to do in the in traditional golf unless you're playing a matchup. So it's a lot of fun. It integrates a lot of stuff with DFS, and with kind of live trading, if you will, hole by hole. Prices changes every hole. So a guy makes a birdie, his price is going to go up. He makes a bogey, you can maybe find some value. The platform's completely free to play, and we're doing $1,000 free roll for the Open. So you're going to get $10,000 in play money, and whoever takes that $10,000 and achieves the highest ROI, we're giving away $1,000 of real money to whoever that individual is. Plus, our guy Matthias is going to give somebody two tickets to the PGA Tour event of their choice later in the season. So we're going to have a drawing for that. So a lot of fun. Tour Trader Pro is the name of the app. Check that out and give us some feedback. Let us know. We just launching the app and think it's going to be a ton of fun for people.
Okay, very cool.
Good job.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Good luck this week. We appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
All right. See if I can do a better, find a better number on a hole in one. I'm looking.
Yeah.
At all the group matchups.
I think it moved right away, but that's the main problem.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some of these numbers again right now. Man, I think I have probably 5 or 6 guys now in the outrights, which is like, I don't like the, that's it, right? Usually. But I'll tell you, if I'm sitting here today and I can see John Rahm flash at 20-1, that's going to be tough to turn down. I mean, they're offering Scottie Scheffler right now at 18-1. It's a good point. Everybody suddenly forgot about Scottie Scheffler. Schauffele at some spots down to 12-1. I could not recommend betting that at all.
Okay.
There's no way I could bet him at 12-1.
Tiger to make the cut now, minus 140.
That high?
Yep. Tiger and Phil both make the cut, 5-1. That's available. Plethora of matchups, as always. Trying to top 20s. I can't get a hole in one. Son of a gun.
Okay.
I thought I had it.
This bad boy starts at
10:30.
I think it's 1:30 a.m. East Coast time.
Yeah.
Man.
Phil's one of them at 11:30 our time tonight.
I always love waking up for this thing early on, like on Saturday and Sunday. You know, that was years ago. Now it's part of the show. We can do almost some live in-play stuff tomorrow.
We couldn't make it happen. It would have been so fun to be from the pool with the whole thing behind us.
Yeah.
Live and have
that. And also, we thought Nigel was going to be here this week.
Next week.
But Nigel's going to be here next week.
How
for
about
those of you in town.
A little McIntyre, 465 to finish top 20. He's got a couple top 10s.
I know several people who are betting him in the outrights.
How about Fleetwood, 4-1 to finish top 10. Fleetwood Mac. He almost won it in 2019. Come on.
4-1 top 10.
Top 10.
Well, he just made a case. Jeff just told us that he bet Finau and recommended a play on him. He's plus 450 top 10 here. And he ran down his history, which is very strong. That's plus 450 top 10. I know people who are on Hatton, some sharp golf guys, to win this thing. He's plus 440 top 10. And right now, Max Homa is plus 535 top 10 this week.
How things have changed with Koepka. He's only $1.90 to make the cut. That is nuts. Big boy John Daly's 15-1 to make the cut.
He should probably be longer than that. What would you need to bet him? Would you need like 30 or 40 to one to make the cut?
Right. Probably.
Yeah, okay.
He can, as we've seen, he can put together a solid round, but then, there it goes.
Yeah. He's got Spieth, and he said, I can't believe I'm saying this, but Spieth is my stud of the week at 18-1.
Uh-huh.
Got a great history at the British. Or the Open Championship now.
Yep.
It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Do You Concur is coming up next. The pitcher you want on the mound for a Game 7 this year is...
Great moments in history have begun with a question.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And what kind of hair product does Mitch Moss use? But Follow the Money wants to know.
Do you concur?
Concur with
what, sir?
Do you concur?
Gotta love it. There you go. Great open. Let's start the insanity. And we encourage everyone to participate and tweet or email ftm@vsin.com. Mitch, the most infuriating thing. It's not guy who won't put his blinker on, but the most infuriating thing as a driver is the person who goes slow in the left lane and then refuses to move over.
Do I concur?
Do you concur with that? Yes. Thank you.
That's really bad. It ranks right up there. There are so many problems that I have with drivers that it's tough to rank them in order, I guess. People blowing stop signs really has taken the cake for me lately. And I'm not talking at the rolling stop sign. I'm talking about no regard for human life and blowing these bad boys at 15, 20 miles an hour.
Because I think you get a 5-second grace period. You get 5 seconds when the light turns green. Once it turns green, you get 5 seconds, and then I give you the horn.
Yeah.
Also as courtesy. Like, come on, let's go. I got things to do.
Yeah.
Or also pay attention. You might be on your phone. But that's a good point. People running red lights and people running stop signs
all the time.
Some people don't even see them. Not paying attention or just being idiots.
And we got a lot of feedback on that. That's why people wait nowadays instead of going. But I would say, I think at red lights, I think a majority of those people are on their phones.
Yeah.
And they deserve
the
horn.
Or not paying attention.
Yeah but the left lane, it happened to me yesterday in the middle lane.
You got
to
get over.
In the middle lane.
Do you know what the rules of the road are?
So I got people, I'm stuck behind this guy in the middle lane. People are whizzing by in the left and the right lane. I finally get by him. There's not a car within 100 yards of him. Like, why are you going 32 miles an hour?
Yep.
I can't stand that.
I got you. Hot topic here. I know we were out there when we went to Foxwoods. I saw Bill Krakenberger was at Sally's in New Haven. We just did Portillo's and... we also did John's again when we were at Foxwoods. When we went to New York, we did the pizza run. Chicago pizza or deep dish is overrated. Do you concur?
Okay, well, I know we're on Marquee, so we have a big audience watching in Chicago right now. I need the full explanation on true Chicago-style pizza because I don't think it is what people have in their minds. I don't think it's that deep dish pizza where you have one piece and you move on, right? You have one slice and that's it because it's so filling. Yeah. I think it's actually like the traditional, if I'm wrong in this, please correct me, isn't it like the cracker, the pepper cracker or whatever thin, isn't that like the true Chicago pizza? I think that's true Chicago. I think deep dish, people have it wrong. But yeah, I don't like deep dish pizza. I can't remember the last time I had a piece of it.
Yeah. I ordered it the other day.
What'd you think?
Yeah. It was good. It was okay. But it's
okay,
like,
yeah. No, you give me the other stuff any day of the week.
I would take the thin over that.
Oh, so would I, yeah.
Yes. All I like it Sicilian too, but it's, yeah, in terms of other type, yeah. No.
Yeah. No. It could, because a lot of that is like, it's a big piece of lasagna, basically. And then I want to be able to have three or four pieces of pizza minimum. I don't want to have one and be done.
Good call.
That's it.
All right.
It is okay not to have an opinion on everything. Do you concur?
Yes. I think we all know a relative or a friend who has to chime in with his two cents on everything. And sometimes it's like, shut the hell up. You have no, you have no idea what you're talking about. Okay? I had an uncle like that. He came out here once. Keep in mind, I had been living here for 10 years since he was asked. I was asked, and he chimed in about how long is it tip to tip with the strip. And he made a comment, about a mile.
Did he come over the top before you could even answer?
Yeah, you live in Alaska. Yeah. You have no idea. Sure. You have no frame of reference here.
Isn't
keep your
funny?
Mouth shut.
Yep.
But it's absolutely. It's just sit back. You can sit this one out from time to time and not chime in and say, you know what, I pass or I don't know enough about that subject to speak intelligently.
I know people who could be in a room with Bill Gates, Billy Walters, or Dr. Fauci, and they would have, no, listen to me first.
How much do you think it's to also, I've been successful in something that I've done? And
probably.
It means I have.
It means I'm the authority on everything.
Okay.
When you are the authority on absolutely nothing.
Yep. Okay. Very good. I would, yes.
Okay.
Concur.
Tiger Woods, now this is going back, but Tiger at even money to win a tournament during his prime is one of the most impressive displays of dominance in our lifetime. Do you concur?
Ooh. Going against some slobs, though, too.
Yeah, the field was not what it is today.
I'd have to think about it. Yeah, I'd have to think. I'm sure I can come up with something better.
It's probably like the
Warriors. I don't have an opinion on this one.
Okay, good. Good. I like it. Good answer. It's something like the Warriors at minus 185 to win the NBA title before the season even starts.
Yes.
You know?
That's up there.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Now, your point is well taken.
It's impressive, but, you know. It is crazy to think about, though.
A
yes-no on one golfer.
Before Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's even money.
Got that.
The pitcher you want on the mound for a Game 7 in 2022 is Max Scherzer. You concur.
I could go number one with a bullet.
All things considered.
I could mix it up. I could, you know. No, he's had a couple tough moments.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, there's other guys
I could go with.
Okay.
Right. No, I don't concur.
Okay.
No, can't do it.
Give me a guy. You want McClanahan? You want Sandy?
Go Sandy. Go McClanahan. I don't have a problem throwing DeGrom out there. There's a ton of guys could do that.
I don't know.
I'll go with Dustin here on this one. Do you concur? The biggest scam going, these fortune tellers and psychics. Biggest waste of money and scam.
Well, are they still going?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, they are?
I'm going to tell you a story about it after you answer.
Well, yeah, I would never consider ever
you would
going
never
to one
do
of them.
That, right?
No, of course not.
It's all vague, ambiguous comments.
Oh, that card just came up.
All right,
let me see your eyeballs.
When I leave, I put this hip hop station on, and every Thursday and weekend, they give her in the morning show, they give her like the full time. And she's asking for gratuities, and they take calls, and she gets like her own hour on the weekends. I just immediately shut it off. I go, how can you allow this to happen? What does she pay? I mean, this is the biggest scam going about, oh, I see your future. Get away from this person. It's going to be a bright year for you. I mean, it's asinine.
Okay. You know that one of the hottest casinos in the entire city of Las Vegas years ago had one of those spots? Like in prime real estate at the casino?
With the cards and all that.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I do believe in mediums. You ever seen the show with Tyler Henry?
No.
Oh, it's real. I truly believe in that. And I'll give you a reason why. My wife lost her sister when her sister was 14 years old.
Okay.
They could never figure out what the hell happened. Going to school one day, the alarm was going off. The dad comes in, Erica, time to wake up. Blah, 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 wake up.
Really?
comes back in. Erica, I'm not joking, time to wake up. Passed away in her sleep, 14 years old.
Oh, my God.
My wife was getting her hair done here in Las Vegas 5 years ago. She's sitting there reading a magazine, and randomly, one of the workers at the bar, at the stylist, whatever, right, comes over and says, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to bother you, but I have to say this. You are radiating right now, tons of energy, and I'm having somebody tell me that they want to talk to you. And she, my wife, had never met this person, had no idea who she was, and she nailed like 8 things about her sister. And my wife is still spooked to this day.
Get out of here.
I swear to God it happened. She came home. She goes, you need to sit down. I need to tell you the story right now. And I was like, I don't know what to say.
Wow. All right.
Blown away. So I do believe in that. But the other stuff, not so much.
Go ahead.
FIFA electing to begin the World Cup in late November due to the location is an all-time sports blunder.
Has to be. They would dominate right now. After what's going on in the NBA, what's going to happen with Durant? Uh-huh. What's going with Kyrie? They would own this right now. Been a good baseball season, but still, the corruption and what they did and allow this to happen. And number one, hey, you're coming to work on these stadiums? Give us your passport. You can't leave. More people died working on the 9/11, and the fact that it's going to get lost in November. People will watch USA England. I totally agree.
Yep.
Totally concur. Absolutely.
You dominate this time of year every 4 years.
Big time miss. Big
Huge.
Time win.
Last one here. If you could lock yourself at an age and stay there for the rest of your life, early to mid-30s would be the best. You concur.
No. I would go, I'd say late 20s.
Late 20s?
I'm trying to think of it from the female perspective, too, and I could hit almost every age group being in that age group myself. You could do that. You could go up like Zach Wilson. You could go down, and it's socially acceptable.
It's still there for still, early 30s.
Okay. I feel good. I'd say give me 27. 27 to 30, I guess.
Okay. I would say not too young.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't lived enough yet. You haven't walked the earth enough. Not enough experience. Not enough money, potentially. Start to make money a little bit more when you get older.
It's a tough call.
I don't.
What do you think? 35?
This 40 business is for the birds.
Yes, it is.
This stinks.
Yeah.
I want to lock in like 31, 32, 33, something like that.
Yeah.
And be there for like 40 years and then go, whatever. That's good. Good life.
Damn it. It happened again. Like, why did I walk into this room? I can't
remember. Oh, God.
I mean,
it's so
brutal. You know what I do all the time now, too? I'll go to like Yahoo or Google to search something. I forget why I went there, what I was going to search. Yep. I just had the thought 10 seconds ago.
Get in line. It happens 8 times a day.
Why?
I pulled up this website for what reason? Okay.
I can't believe I do that every freaking day. What was I looking for? What was I going to search? And then I lose it. And then I get mad and I want to break something. It's like, what did I?
Good reaction today. Strong reaction on ways to make the NFL better. And we'll get to that coming up next year. Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
You're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams. Bet Rivers, as you covered, they've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, so we started today's show discussing Peter King's column this week for NBC Sports. He's on vacation. He left his column up to his viewers, and I thought it was great. And he asked people, like, look, we all love the NFL. It's great. It's been king in this country for a long time, but it's not perfect. If you could fix it, if you could make the NFL better, what would you do? And they really chimed in, Paulie, with a lot of outside-the-box thinking,
yep,
right?
Very good.
It was really well done.
Yes.
So we talked about this, and we're getting a lot of feedback. FTM at vsin.com is the email. FTM at vsin.com. Like, some of the stuff, adopting relegation, which would be amazing. But I don't think that would ever fly here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Super Bowl at Lambeau, the no kicking in overtime is great after the initial kickoff.
Sorry, the one at Lambeau, because again, it's a corporate spectacle for the rich and connected. The average fan can't go to the game.
Yeah.
You're priced out, so you don't want those guys to complain and say, I don't want to go or I had a bad time. And
yeah, because it is so small, and you're going to have to build everything around Milwaukee and Madison, which is, then you're getting, like, how far is the drive? And
best case, it's like 15 degrees under that scenario.
Yeah. Appleton, I think, is a good half an hour away, but Appleton's like a smaller college town.
Tony Mandarich, right? It's a village. Called it a village.
Yeah. I asked former Packers players, I've said this on the show before, what do you do in your spare time? Hang out at Best Buy?
Yeah, right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I like that. Mark in Fall River, Mass. Every televised game, a wide-angle bird's-eye camera shot, similar to coach's tape. I've always felt the current camera angle for the game is too close and you miss so much of what's happening. One of the best things about being at a game is seeing the play develop. We can get excited when a receiver breaks free or corner breaks on a ball with open space. We can complain about how wide open someone was when the quarterback missed him. It'd give the viewer at home the in-person experience.
Yeah, okay.
I love that angle.
So do I.
That's well done. Concur.
This is an email that we got. No name attached, but adopt the rugby rule. After the ball is touched down in the end zone, the conversion kick is attempted from a point on a line perpendicular to where the TD was ruled down. No distance limitations. The further you are from the center of the end zone, the further you have to move the kick back to the angle of the kick. I'm not very familiar with rugby. I always wanted to get into it. I never really did.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. From Andy, he wants to dive into the Canadian Football League. Widen the field. The CFL's field is 12 yards wider. That allows wide receivers more room to get open and allows running backs more room to run when they're running to the outside. I also think that would probably cut down a lot of the dangerous hits we've had in the NFL over the years. Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boy, they're coming in so fast. I got to try to keep up with these.
I like our list, though, too, while you look for it. We both have PIs got to be 15 yards. Stop with the spot foul. It's ridiculous. You can't have a 50 or 60-yard penalty. We can meet in the middle. If it's blatant and the guy tackles him after he's beat the corner, we can do a spot foul there. And I can't stand the team with the better record should host the playoff game. That infuriates me.
Yeah.
And the other one, stop with the roughing the quarterback for the innocuous stuff. It has to be obvious. Late hit, okay, that's a flag. But grazing the helmet or the body sack, the body weight sack, do away with it.
Can't stand that.
Yep.
This is from Robert. They can't do anything about the refs that call a play the same way. You know, why can't they do it two plays in a row? They can never spot the ball correctly. Sometimes it's crazy bad. That's another thing, too.
Yep.
Spotting the ball.
Shouldn't be that right.
Isn't there a better way to come up with this? With a, again, have like a chip in the ball?
Yes.
I mean, there are smart people.
Yep.
That could come up with an idea like, hey, look, let's run this by the NFL. Rather than having chain gangs out there, guys in their 60s, yeah, I think that's where the ball is supposed to be. And they get pass interference wrong all the time. They miss holding calls. But we're supposed to, they're going to keep up with Jamar Chase, who runs a 4.3 40 down the field. I think the ball went out of bounds here. What? His number one rule change would be start enforcing offensive pass interference more. It happens in almost every single play. Oh, that's going to probably be a little bit difficult.
We're trying to speed the game up, though. These guys have too much of a say.
Yep.
Let stuff slide. And I'm sure it'll happen again this season. There'll be a point, you know, point of emphasis or whatever, and here comes the flag. Here comes the flag. And then, yep. You know, once it's playoff time or we get late in the season, they don't call anything.
This is from Mike in Vancouver. He loves the overtime suggestion where there's no kicking. That's the best option by miles. He even take it a step further and not have a kickoff. The ball is placed in the 25-yard line. The team can then decide who wins the coin toss. You want to play offense or defense.
That's good.
Awesome strategy.
Yeah, I like it. Yep. That is a good one.
Let's see here. This is from Terry. We hate what the NFL has done with changes to the onside kick to make it nearly impossible. Football needs to go back to being football. Then the onside kick needs to go back what it was 10 or 15 years ago, not the terrible changes. Ronnie Lott, probably the greatest safety of all time, would never be on the field today, and we wouldn't know who he was. I understand safety, but these guys need flags on them every single play the way it's going. Yeah, safeties can't play. It's very difficult to play in this sport. They get called for almost everything.
Well, okay, but you have to, with the onside kick, it's the new rules have made almost impossible to recover one. But I, from a exciting standpoint, what a sports book would be like, you got to go with that 4th and 15 option.
Oh, you have to.
You convert that, you keep the ball, and it's where the conversion, where you get that's where the drive starts.
Yep.
You start the drive from where you want to say pick the 35 or the 30, right? If you pick it up, you're at midfield. Here we go.
Yep.
Then you score. Bam.
I don't know why there is.
That would be an exciting play.
Again, it takes the NFL to change some of the stuff. Sometimes they change a rule like mid-season, which they did like a long time ago with the hitting.
It's also
other times. Like, come on, guys, it shouldn't take 20 years to fix this.
Gotcha. Sorry about that. Yeah. It's also you can. There's nothing wrong with saying we got this from the XFL.
Oh no.
Or the other league we were watching and saying we liked it. It was creative. We're going to adopt it. Let's put it in. You got these artifacts and relics in there.
That's the problem.
And they just get, we've been doing it this way forever. So that's how it's going to be, see?
What do you think of this? A 50-yard field goal. This is from Frank. 50 yards and beyond is worth 4 points. 1 foot inbounds in all receptions. The problem is now, and there was a good breakdown on this, I think it was between 50, it was 55 yards and below or under. I think the kickers are now converting like at 66. They're hitting these at an all-time clip.
He wants 4 points for a 50-yarder.
Did you see that one suggestion in Peter King's column where he said, you make the uprights like a fork?
Yeah.
And so it depends on where it goes through. Yeah, yes. That's how many points you get.
Yeah. That one was interesting.
The guy may have been on something when he came up with the idea, but I'd pay attention to that. I'd listen to that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Pass it this way, huh? See the fork? That's crazy.
Yep.
Look, he wants it in a fork.
full-time officials is what they're asking for, too. Anybody who's, if you hit the, this is good. If you hit the age of 70, you have to retire.
Absolutely. Yes. Can't do it anymore. Game's too fast. Come on.
This is from Jerry. Penalize the player 5 yards for motioning the throwing of a flag. Dead ball. That's almost in every single play now.
If you're begging
every
for
time
it,
getting up, yep.
That wide receiver's out of control.
You know what? They should actually turn that into the flop like the NBA.
Uh-huh.
This is not allowed anymore. You can't be begging for flags out there.
It's good.
More on the...
I really like the guy who's a soccer fan and not from the United States saying, why does it have to stop on every incomplete pass?
Yeah.
You could really do these games in 2.5 hours. There's a lot of sitting around, nothing happens time. You just don't pay attention because most of us are trying to watch multiple games at the same time.
Yep. This is Ben is saying replace the chains with a laser line. You can set it up on first down, first and goal. Above the field goal post, put it wherever you want. Yeah, lasers, chips, whatever. They should all be involved in this. It's no problem. Mm-hmm. They got billions of dollars. They can implement something like this. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I mean, again, that's part going to an NFL game, and if you haven't been to one in a long time, when you go and you're sitting in your seat and you're waiting for the action to take place, and there are 22 men on the field, and they're each waiting in their separate huddles, and you're like, what's taking so long, guys? You've been here for like 2.5 minutes. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. There's another commercial break going on right now. And it just happens so often. You're like, this stinks. Also, I just don't like the amount of fights at stadiums either. Not a big fan of that.
You don't want to just lump everyone in. But it's a different crowd in an NFL game.
It is.
Different type of person. It's unique.
You get some meatheads out there.
Yes, you do.
And then once they've been drinking all day long, it's like, okay.
The tailgate's a big part of it, yeah.
I know.
You're getting after it before, 2-3 hours before, and you're ton of drinks.
It's not why 60,000 people are going to the stadium that day.
Yeah.
So take your business elsewhere. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Email here is ftm@vsiN.com to keep them coming. How would you try to make the NFL a little bit better? Up next, we will play you some sound from Baker Mayfield. Does he think that he should be the starter this year in Carolina? And it looks like another star player is going to be on the move in the NBA. That's all coming up here on Follow the Money.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.